Thanks for joining us for the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises. MassMEP believes that there are some elements to a manufacturer's business, whether it's finding their inefficiencies, strengthening their internal processes, or even unlocking their growth, that can extend a manufacturer beyond its current limitations. So every episode, take a journey with us as we speak with manufacturers, legislature, subject matter experts, and so many more as we head down the path of manufacturing across the state of Massachusetts. Whether we're in Boston, Worcester, or out in Springfield, maybe even in the Berkshires, we'll be here every week and we'll explain to you more about manufacturing and what's happening right in your own backyard. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast. I'm Haley Steele.
And I'm Emma Mailman.
And today we are here to talk about challenges that manufacturers face in Massachusetts. I think we can kind of all agree, and I think the panelists will be shaking their head, and Emma, I think you agree with this too, that 2020 was a year like we have never seen, and I think honestly we hope to never see again. However, I think the pivoting, refocusing, and becoming essential, it really somewhat was a silver lining that could actually lead manufacturing in Massachusetts and probably across the country back to being stronger, leaner, and more efficient than manufacturing, I think, has ever been across the U.S. So today we're going to speak with our subject matter experts from MassMEP on solutions we can provide to the manufacturers when tackling these challenges. So I'm going to introduce our panel. We have two of our business development advisors with us today. We have Mr. Mike Thompson. Hi, Mike.
Hello, how are you?
Good, good. And yeah. We also have with us Mr. Ron Giard.
Hello.
And of course, I'm not going to leave you out, but we have our, we like to say, I think this is number three for you now. This is Mr. Henry Hall, who is one of our project managers. So hello and welcome back again, Henry.
Pleasure to be here.
I know. He's a pro now. He's been done so many of these. It's a piece of cake. Obviously, you heard Emma. So Emma Mailman is on with us. But today she's going to be also a subject matter expert. So she's not only a co-host today, but she's also a subject matter expert. So welcome, Emma, on the panelist side.
Thank you. I'm happy to be on the other end of things.
Right? It's a little different than being a co-host.
I know it.
It's so a little bit more pressure, though, coming on to this one.
I'm used to the nerves at this point.
We have confidence in Emma's ability to deliver.
Oh. Yeah. A pun on the last name. That's a first.
Oh my gosh. No. And it won't be the last. Oh,
absolutely not.
Henry, thank you for adding that in there. It's awesome. So we are here because we're talking about challenges, and we, as an organization, we do meet pretty frequently to discuss what's going on, put our finger on the pulse of manufacturers across Massachusetts. We have pretty much brought it down to our top three challenges that we're hearing from manufacturers across the state. Now, obviously there's a lot more than this, but these are the top three that we feel we at MassMEP have solutions for when going out and meeting with our manufacturers and helping them out. The top three challenges are innovative growth strategies. Okay, what's innovative growth strategy? That could be anything from Industry 4.0, which would include, you know, the new technologies of today and robotics or 3D printing or the Internet of Things. Cybersecurity falls into that, which we've all seen in the past couple of months, how hot that is in the moment. And it also includes the marketing and lead generation. Also, another big part is CMMC, which is manufacturers that have contracts with the DoD. We also have workforce development, or what a lot of people say, I wouldn't necessarily say it's development right now, but it's really more along the lines of shortages. So we have a lot to offer for that. We do the MACWIC certifications, and we have a couple of new things we have started to develop when it comes to resources and information. And Emma's going to touch on those a little bit more with a podcast we have done and a webinar where we have also completed talking to how to market recruit and retain the workforce. And I think the third one of our top three is operational excellence. That is lean. And when we say lean, lean could be anything with, you know, value stream mapping, your Lean Six Sigmas, and your supply chain management. So these are what we have to offer. Now that we have the top three, I want each of you add in what you feel we have as solutions for these top challenges. So let's start with innovative growth strategies. Let's talk about the power of what we have with the CMMC, maybe even cybersecurity, industry 4.0, along those lines of solutions that we can offer for this challenge.
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with information and the amount of information that we can collect so that we can actually get a much bigger picture of what's actually happening, you know, within a company itself. And we do that in a multiple of different ways, and we collect it in a multiple different ways, you know, from just taking a walk with some fellow workers, you know, through the factory, talking to people in the offices, talking to the salespeople to find out what, you know, what their customers are talking about or what the customers' needs are, mm-hmm. and then talking to them and how we're going to, you know, how are they going to supply the customer? How are they going to, you know, everything that the customer's asking for, you know, how are we going to work with them to put a program together that's going to help them? Some of the tools that we use, you know, and you know, most people know value stream mapping. That can be done very quickly. It can be done on a shop floor. It can be done in a classroom. And you can pretty quickly see what some of the issues are that they're having. You know, Henry's the guy that we bring into that factory and say, all right, here's a mess. Let's clean it up. and we do it. So we all work together. But there's a multitude of programs that we have that can help, you know, including grants and everything.
Yeah. So if there's something that does come up in particular, Ron, what are some of the options that we can kind of offer out to them?
Yeah. So I'm going to go. So thank you for that, Mike. And I'm going to dig a little deeper on the Industry 4.0, because I think that's what you were, when we were talking about innovative growth. So yeah. Some of the things that, you know, maybe the silver lining to this past year, even though it's hard to see today, but things that we're seeing that might bring value to an organization, especially given the challenges with getting people. You know, so there's kind of three different buckets is robotics. You know, robotics we're seeing more and more, and it isn't just a robot replacing a person, it's cobots.
Yeah.
It's, you know, automating your process a little more from a safety standpoint, from a productivity standpoint. There are some great programs out there in a company that we work with to at least evaluate to see if it makes sense for your business. You know, a job shop may not be the best fit, a more high volume where you see that type of business, there might be some value there. So we're seeing that, and that's an area that we've identified, obviously, in our innovative growth opportunities that will be something that will be needed in the future. Another area would be, as Mike said early, you know, the people side of things. The other part is the actual machines you have is actually collecting a data that you currently have that you either aren't accessing. And we work with a company that would help pull that data from your machines to help identify, you know, uptime, downtime.
Yeah.
You know, so before you go in and invest in a new piece of equipment, because I've worked for many companies and that's the first reaction is we don't have capacity, is first determine, you know, what your current capacity is based on how long, you know, the uptime on that machine. So it's collecting and analyzing data that you currently have that you may not be accessing. And again, we work with a company that does that. A third part is around rapid prototyping. You know, we're seeing a great need for quick response. Everyone needs everything yesterday. And especially when you're looking at new products, a great opportunity might be evaluating 3D equipment to do rapid prototyping. for a fairly small investment in the big scheme of things. What that allows companies to do is not tie up big pieces of machine that they make their main products on to run a development product. So we're seeing a need there too. So those are some of the industry 4.0, I'll put them under that bucket that I think we're seeing more need for. And given what happened over the past year, there might be value in your organization. But until, you know, we really, you know, you evaluate your organization and your operation, these might be or they might not be fits, but they're out there. And we have partners that we have that this is their core competency and worth investigating anyways.
Yeah, I think touching on a good point, one of the things that Mike, you said as well was also about, you know, like marketing and lead generation. That's another thing that seems to be popping up. And you said this, Mike, you spoke about a lot of people are also now struggling with making sure that they're getting the right leads. And that's another one of the options that, you know, we have. We have this partnership with Tribal Vision, our course listings that we offer. And a lot of organizations, when you hit on that and saying that now they're making sure that they've got to get the right leads and that they're, you know, working on that, you know, knowing that we have these options that are available to you, and we can hit on a lot of these topics and cybersecurity and the CMMC, we talk about that. That's once a quarter. We're bringing that up and we're discussing that and the options. I know, Mike, you've worked pretty heavily with a lot of the cybersecurity. There's a lot of clients that we have that are really digging into that, whether it's with the, you know, the 800-171, you know, if they're doing that, or if they're doing the ISO 27001, you know, the interim rule just to get going. And then if they have to do CMMC, because of, if they are, you know, a DoD supplier, they've got to have this stuff done. So that's, you know, I don't know if there's anything on that that you think, you know, maybe you can kind of offer out to everyone regarding some of those options that are available.
And you're right, cybersecurity is becoming the biggest thing. When we do the ISO program, for instance, it kind of tears all that apart and identifies to you at that point, you know, where those issues are going to be within your company. ISO 27001 identifies. It'll come in and ask the question, say, who has authorization? You know, and how is this authorization passed within the company? Is there an internet system that somebody can, you know, log into without you knowing it? I mean, there's a multitude of stuff, and it identifies that and it puts the program together that says, all right, here's our program. You know, just like the firewall says, you got to set up the firewall that says only this particular information can come in through this wall. And these are the people that can allow it to come in. And that's it. When you think about it, small companies that are really doing some really high level government work that they need, you know, this is the stuff that they need to look at. You know, yeah. This is the stuff that they have to protect. And there's a federal law and a state law that basically tells companies, any business that's out there, doesn't matter if it's a manufacturing company or not, that you have to show how you protect your employees and your customer information. And if you have a breach, you only have so much time to let everybody know that you had that breach so that they know that they can protect themselves. And that's the law. We might not have 100% of the answers, but we've got 99%.
I was going to add, Mike, similar to all of, you know, your operations, it starts with an assessment, right? And
yeah,
that's one of the things that we offer from the beginning through a third party provider on the CMMC, is to do a gap assessment. Is you got to know where you are today before you can fix anything. And there's a program that's in place that would do that. It's not going to solve all your issues initially, but what it does is it gives you that roadmap as to where you need to get to in order to be compliant. And it did originate around DoD and it's still in place, but nowadays, you know, everyone's systems, unfortunately, DoD or not, are getting hacked. So it's appropriate for any business out there to utilize this, or at least, again, we encourage, get the assessment done then you can make a rational decision as to how you want to proceed.
So we had said one of the other challenges that manufacturing is having is our operational excellence. What you're seeing and what solutions you feel we have to offer for that.
Well, one of the key issues that people are having across really much all the boards is the ability to you know, keep and get qualified workers. And the key thing to understand is before you really think you need to do that, you need to do an assessment of what your current workforce is doing.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is, you know, there's value-added activities and non-value-added activities. And if you put together a what we call a value stream map that Mike mentioned earlier, if you start to understand what your people are really doing, and then you assess how much of what they are doing is non-value added, and you take away that non-value added, what we call waste in the business, take away the wasted activities that don't help your product, now you're going to find you may not need as many people or as you thought you did, or maybe you don't need any new people. The key is to understand, keep your process running and your people producing, not moving and setting up machines and moving parts over here. Even inspection can be considered non-value added. Typical business, 95% of your lead time is non-value added activities.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to understand, and you know, the definition of lean is to systematically identify and eliminate waste in any process. And you know, lean kind of got a bad term, bad reputation is you need less employees. Well, that's not true. Where we are now in a place where we have less employees per se, we've got to make them more efficient.
Yeah.
And you know, the intent of lean and how we're graded is how much more efficient we make companies so they can produce more with the same.
So when you talk about this, Henry, this is what, when you guys all kind of touched on, you're talking about a value stream, and that's, which is one of our biggest products that we offer. And one of the ones that's probably most requested from our clients, manufacturers.
It's understanding what is value to the customer.
Okay.
So what does the customer value in a product?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you put that value in a product and provide it to the customer with the least amount of non-value added waste possible?
So something like this, it's a quick, you know, we can,
we talked about
where our role falls when we go in and we do, you know, kind of this customer journey with them and where we take them, and then where their part of the investment actually picks up.
You walk into a facility, you can kind of do a very simplistic value stream map. Some get very complicated. I think the first value stream map was generated on a napkin in a cafeteria. And it's really understanding, you know, where the pain points are in an operation. And typically that's where you'll see the biggest pile of inventory.
And a lot of times, it's surprising what people learn versus what they think the issues are.
Yeah.
So there's usually a delta there, and you don't know until you get into it.
Yeah, I think too, Ron, you brought up a valid point earlier when we were just talking before we started doing the podcast, what their actual investment is when we do these value streams with them. We do an assessment and we do see that we do need workforce. You know, Emma, this is where you can add into this and letting us know, you know, what are some of the solutions that we have available to help when it comes to workforce today?
Yeah, one of the big tools that we offer is MACWIC. So it stands for Manufacturing Advancement Center Workforce Innovation Collaborative. So it's, you know, kind of a mouthful, but it's super important. It basically offers basic certifications. So we do level one and level two testing, which I'll explain what's in those, but the overall purpose of MACWIC is to preserve manufacturing tribal knowledge and then to then execute the transfer of knowledge and critical skills to the current and future workforce. So it's supposed to have a bigger ripple effect than just getting certified for basic testing. But you know, level one's your basic math, blueprint, metrology, safety, and work readiness. And then when you advance to level two, it's on lean, CNC programming, CNC lathe concepts, mill concepts. So it's something that we help organize. You go through us to do it. So we handle all the background work for you guys. And it's just 90 minutes. So it's an efficient use of time, I think, just because it's only 90 minutes of your day to get certified. But that's one of the tools we offer. And then we actually have a webinar up on market, retain, and recruiting, which again, as we've talked about, is one of the biggest problems that we're seeing with manufacturers. So through this webinar, which you guys can find on our website, it's tips and tricks and strategies from a fantastic panel. We have on there Deanna Zarella from AIS, Chris Cienci from Tribal Vision, Andrea Peon from the Davis Companies, and then Jeff Turgeon from Mass Hire. So you can find it on Facebook Live if you guys have that. And again, on our website at Mass MEP, where you can also find a podcast that we just recorded with them, again, on market retaining and recruiting. It's also on Spotify and Apple Music. But I think that there's just a ton of takeaways that the panelists can offer on some tricks on how to engage the incoming workforce, as well as keep them in the workforce once you've already had them. So some good opportunities on there to get some takeaways and some tricks on how to, you know, retain and recruit.
I think it is probably one of the most uneducated portions is the importance of MACWIC to manufacturers. I think a lot of them don't realize that this is something that's available out there and that there is this certification program. So can you just quickly kind of go over, is it who actually gets, you know, who takes part in these MACWIC certification programs? Is it, you know, is it a certain type, like, is it a job fair? Like, how does that whole process work?
Yeah. So, I mean, in all reality, it's open to anyone, but we work a lot with vocational technical schools. Okay. So kids that are, you know, just entering the workforce, it's a good first step for them to kind of get a foundation before they enter it, an overall idea of what they're going to see. And they have a little bit of background in it, which obviously helps them in the job process. But we also work with people, we work with Mass Hire. So people looking for new opportunities that might not have qualifications prior.
Yeah, so like the adult ed programs?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So as you know, on top of level one and level two, we have adult programs, level one and level two. So it's similar testing and we just separate it online, and that's just for the registration process. But yeah, in all reality, it's pretty much open to anyone that needs the certifications, and we help you go through that entire process.
Yeah. So that's, it's an amazing program. I don't think it gets the recognition that it really deserves. And I also think on the manufacturer side of it, for them being able to ask that question, it's almost like Emma uses it and says in the transference of the tribal knowledge. So they're gaining some of that hands-on experience and coming into, they're a leg up from a lot of other people that walk into some of these similar manufacturing facilities. So ask the questions of those that are coming into your workforce, you know, do you have MACWIC certification, or kind of get to know us and ask us, you know, hey, how do we tap into that database and knowing who does have that? For those of you that, you know, if you are out there and you're listening to this and you're in manufacturing, put it, you know, go through it. And put it on your resume, add it in there. The more knowledge and experience you can get, the better off you can be. I know Henry probably has to slip out here soon, but I think we've really hit on a lot of the important pieces of it. We did kind of touch on, you know, the challenges, the solutions that we have to offer. And obviously, you know, going to our website, getting in touch with us. I think the only other thing I kind of want to do is, and Mike almost, he kind of did this at the beginning, but we talk about the customer journey and kind of a little bit of, you know, Ron, how we start this process. So if I'm, you know, if I'm Massachusetts manufacturing and I manufacture widgets and I'm having issues and I call you and I say, hey, Ron, I need some help. And you're like, okay, what are kind of the next steps that we do?
So I would say the first part is just picking up the phone, right? Is recognizing, geez, you know, I could use another set of eyes. So we are to start that other set of eyes that can come in. And there's no cost for us to come in. So the fact that we're funded through NIST allows us, you know, our mission is to support Massachusetts manufacturing companies. And so we're available to come in and at least start to do an assessment with you. Again, we don't do the assessment, right? We do the assessment with you and with your people that have the knowledge to at least identify some of the opportunities. And usually it leads, so that assessment is of no cost. There's six sections to it, from leadership to engaged associates to quality to lean to advanced lean, that we do. And it takes about an hour to an hour and a half walking around the factory with you, your production area, your front office. And I think Mike said that earlier, it isn't just about the manufacturing process, it's about the whole process. And, you know, and we will do that at no cost to at least give you some initial things to look at. And then if you decide to engage further, you know, I think we would definitely encourage you to do a value stream map to at least start building that roadmap as to what your process is today and where you'd like to be in the future.
I was just going to say the other part of that, Ron, also is the education of your employees.
Yeah.
Because as you grow and your manufacturing grows, you're going to need more people to come up through the ranks. And one of the other programs that we've just started is the supervisory training program, which has been huge. But, you know, it's easy to get all the work in there to grow, but now you got to grow all your employees with them, you know, for them to recognize all the things, because you want to continue this and companies continue their growth, you know, through the growth of their employees. You know, the more that the employee knows and learns, you know, the better off the company is to produce the manufacturing things that they need to do.
Yeah. The succession planning.
Yeah.
That's a big topic.
That's huge. Yeah. And we talked about that. That's part of the workforce, the retention part of it, you know, investing into your team. And, you know, this is one of the things with Emma, you know, she's in a different generation, and they like to see those added benefits. When you find an organization that is willing to invest in you, and then for you to gain knowledge and experience and to return it back for them, it is a huge plus. There are some places that doesn't necessarily exist, but you're right. Both of you with the frontline supervisors, a perfect example of that. And that helps with retention. We have clients that say, you know, the whole reason I do these trainings with MassMEP is to retain my workforce. So there's a lot of the way this crosses over. And as part of that, we can help you with the funding side of it, right? So that exists too, where the Express Grant program, you know, if you're under 100 employees and there's a cap at $30,000 per year, per organization, it's a $3,000 per individual, per training that exists. If you're over 100 employees there, it's a 50-50 match. And then we also have, you know, we have the general grant opportunities. And in some of these trainings, we actually have consortium, you know, it's a consortium training. So the funding is there. And that's another element of us at MassMEP. We literally will walk you through that entire process. So we kind of go in, we do the assessment, we see what you need. The grant side of it comes in, which is like Lisa Derby Odin, Jim Gusha, and Mike Hebert. They kind of come in, we help you write the grant, put the grant together. And then we go through the training, which would, you know, Henry, and the delivery side of it, let's get you through it. And then what is kind of our last element that we feel is extremely important for us, that we do our last piece, Ron, that you think is super important that we let people know we do?
Surveys. So surveys, as I said earlier, we are funded through NIST, which is the National Institute of Standards and Technology. And as part of that, we have to be graded. Yeah. So as part of engaging with companies, NIST wants to know how we are doing. So we have a vested interest in making sure, you know, the support we provide companies is value to your organization, whether it's a one program or a 2-year program. So as a result of engaging with you after 6 to 12 months after, you know, engaging, there will be a survey that NIST will send. And there's a series of questions, and they want to know, you know, have jobs been created, retained, increased sales, retained sales, cost savings? Have you got what kind of value? They want to know so they can say, yep, we want to continue to fund MassMEB because it's providing value to the organization. So those are important things that as part of our engagement, we ask for your support and your help. And more than happy to support you through all elements of this, from the grant application to getting the paperwork in for reimbursement to the trainings themselves. So we have a vested interest in staying very close and not just coming in and sell you something and then walking away. So that's a big part of what the surveys allow NIST to get the information from the client.
Yeah. I think too, another big point that we had talked about, and Mike, you can probably support this with all the years that you've been at MassMEP, because obviously the three or four of us have been here a little bit shorter than you have in time, but when it comes to the continuation, so we may work through these projects with a client for a 2-year period, if it's in a general grant or if they do a consortium or express grant. But like, as Ron said, we don't walk away and we are still always there. And you can probably explain how we've had the continuation, right, with clients that keep coming back to us for this reason.
Well, there's always something new. Yeah. You know, there's always a new program coming out, or there's a change in something. So we constantly keep ourselves, you know, educated what those changes are. And we constantly work with the companies, you know, because, you know, growth is only obtained, you know, when you learn something new, you know, and we say, you know, growth in the company is, you know, I get a new client that's new. What, you know, who is this client? What do they do? What, you know, what else can we do there? And we look at the same way. Wait, you know, we just don't walk in and do one or two things for you. We're here for the duration. We're not going to go anywhere. We're here to help you keep on growing. And, you know, and the information that you give us through the what Ron talks about, the survey, this, you know, this is what lets Congress know what the heck is actually going on in the manufacturing world across this country, because there's an MEP in every state across the country. And by doing this, we give them a good idea so they can start, you know, waking up and funding the things that they really need to fund to help manufacturers move along. And help, you know, educate, you know, the population for those jobs that the manufacturer needs.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's this is not, you know, this is a marriage. You know, I'm sorry, and you might not like it, but, you know, but it's a good marriage. You know, we're good people. We enjoy our jobs, and the biggest thing that we enjoy is watching a company grow. And at the end of the day, say, you know something, all of us together, you know, in your company, everybody, we made a difference.
Super. I thank you guys for carving out some time out of your day. I know it's a little crazy now. It's exciting. We're starting to be able to return back in to see everyone. We are available. You can reach out to us. We have a contact us page.
Yeah. We're working on updating that as well.
No, see?
Exciting news.
Yes. Growth.
We're all learning.
Growth. That is growth right there. Continuous improvement.
Yeah. There is a page for you to ask a question and leave your email though.
Yes.
On our website.
Okay, perfect. So if you do need to reach out to us, you can always do that through massmep.org. We have a lot and tons of resources in there. Like Emma said, we have the podcasts and there's videos and there is descriptions about some of the products that we offer and our, you know, innovative growth, our continuous improvement, our operational excellence, our market, our workforce development, that's all listed in there. So a lot of different opportunities. There are a lot of resources that we work with as well. You know, as Emma had said, with the Mass Hire programs, AIM, HR management, we work with them. A lot of these organizations that exist that are, you know, they're state-run organizations, and they're available. So you know, take advantage of them and use them. The Express Grant program, you know, that's from the Commonwealth and from the state. Massachusetts is one of those rare states where they give back to those that, you know, impact their economic growth, and their, you know, their infrastructure. So it's nice to see that, you know, the state, the Commonwealth does give back to those companies, manufacturers, small businesses. They take care of them. So take advantage of these programs and these opportunities that are available. And if you want to know more about them, reach out to us at MassMEP. So yeah. So thanks, Mike, Ron, appreciate it. We'll have you guys back again. Thanks, Emma. You will be back next week, whether you want to be back or not, how it goes. But yeah. So thanks, everyone. Thank you for listening to the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises. You can subscribe to our channel anywhere you listen to your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and you can always go to our website at massmep.org. So we'll see you next time, whether it's our space, your space, or cyberspace.